Hello?
Yes, hello. Good afternoon. We're conducting a survey and your participation is important to the success of this research and the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. All your answers are confidential and but are needed. And am I speaking to Eva Carver?
Yeah, how did you get my number?
Okay, ma'am, your number was randomly selected by our system. It's not that, you know, we took it from anybody or it's just a survey. And it is confidential. Like, first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling on your cell phone, so we'll make this as quickly as possible. We really appreciate your time, Ms. Carver. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay, thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm black American.
Okay, thank you. And what is your age?
I'm 77.
Okay, thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices?
I don't vote already.
Oh, you already voted. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
And, okay, and please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. Where 0
Say that again.
I'm sorry. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional.
I always vote.
Okay, there you go. Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I'm going to be very dissatisfied if Trump get in there because he's an asshole.
Okay, understood. No, I'm just saying, like, right now, in general, like, as of right now, like, the direction is that you see the country
the,
heading.
The direction that's going, I hope it continues to go that way, the way it's supposed to.
Okay. And
the
so
way it is going, I hope it goes this way because we don't need that man back in office again trying to separate people. You know, we are all human beings. We have to live in this world together.
Absolutely. I understand. So are you satisfied or very satisfied or dissatisfied? Or
With what?
With the direction is going right now as of today.
Well, I hope Kamala Harris beat that monkey because he does, out of all the things that this man have done, they don't never think about what he have done. All they think about Donald Trump. If it was a black man, they would never think of letting him run for a president or anything else. It's terrible. The world is getting terrible. People don't have no kind of mercy or no kind of nothing. It's sad.
Yeah, common sense, you mean, right? It's out the window, I see.
Huh?
Like common sense, you mean?
Right. You know, a lot of these people, they're just not thinking rational. All they got to do is sit back and just look and see things that's going up so high where poor people can't afford it, so many homeless peoples, and, you know, people don't have nowhere to stay. You know, come on now. Come on.
Yeah.
Did God meant for this to happen?
Never.
I don't think so.
So as of right now, are you satisfied with the direction the country is headed?
Right now, I'm satisfied until the election.
Until November.
Huh. That's right.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna be completely happy until November. I'm not gonna be completely happy because some of these people ain't thinking right.
Yeah, absolutely. I hear you on that. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Do you strongly approve?
Well,
somewhat approve?
You know, I don't care who you are, or what color you are. You're gonna get some dementia, some type of something. Before you leave this world, don't knock that man down like he ain't about nothing. You know, he may not be able enough to, you know, run the country. But still, like some of these people just knocking them down and saying some terrible things, that's awful. You don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. Because one day, everybody going to have something in their life and they don't have to deal with it.
We're all getting there, that's for sure.
That's right. You keep tearing that page off the calendar.
Right. And, okay, so as of right now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Like, strongly approves?
I approve that he selected Kamala Harris. I approve. And I think she will do a good job. What you think? Do you think she'll do a better job than Trump, or do you think Trump will do a better job? What's your opinion?
I kind of...
I know you don't want to say anything, but I'm going to say Donald Trump ain't no good for his mama. And that's bad to say. It's bad to say.
You know what I can say? God bless his heart.
I can say that too. God bless his heart. But we don't need him back in that office. He done did that man. I did too much. Get out of here.
Well, now, I want you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm.
I can't understand what you're saying.
Oh, sorry about that. Okay, so I like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel
neither warm or cold. Well, I can tell you right now, I'm unfavorable for Donald Trump. I'm 100% behind the lady.
Okay. So that was, going to say, you may also use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or you have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. So the first one up on the list is Donald Trump. 0 to 100.
0. I wouldn't give that monkey nothing.
Okay. The
can't
next one.
Can't stand that man.
J.D. Vance.
You know what? I did the ballot. So why are you calling me with this?
This is just a survey, ma'am. Your answers are important.
Well, you know. I can tell you now, I'm only going to vote for Kamala Harris. All the rest of that stuff, I'm going to wait till I get to poll and decide on what I'm going to do. So, you know, by all the questions and stuff, you might as well forget that because I'm not doing it. Okay,
understood. Thank you for your answers, and you have yourself a great day, okay, ma'am?
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.